Vienna, Austria is graced by imperial buildings, wide boulevards, and many parks. But a local politician says the city's charm is diminished by dog owners who don't clean up after their pets. His solution? Track dogs and their droppings using DNA. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
University student Christian Reiner is sprawled on the grass just outside the former Habsburg Royal Palace in the heart of Vienna. He feels lucky he found a clean spot.
If I sit down, I usually check like the spot where I'm sitting, like, is there something? We don't have like any penalties or any fees if like the dog puts like his poo or somewhere.
Dogs and people mix on this public lawn, which is fine with Manfred Juraska, a local leader of the Austrian People's Party. But he doesn't want the pooches to leave anything behind. He says the problem could be solved starting right when owners register their dogs.
We could take a DNA sample at the same time and create a database. Then if dog owners let their dogs poop on sidewalks, playgrounds, or bus stops, we'll just match the samples and find the owners.
He thinks this would solve the problem for once and for all. Plus, he claims, finding poop with no match in the database could help police figure out where to enforce registration laws. Juraska admits his district faces much more serious problems, such as drug dealing and retaining small businesses. But he cites former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's fix the broken windows theory as part of his inspiration.
As soon as the neighborhood isn't clean, it's less attractive for the people living there and the people doing business there. Shops close down, people move away, crime goes up.
And dog droppings are a part of that, he says. But Viennese dog owners aren't so supportive.
I collect my dog's poops.
Lisa Bader is sunbathing while her dogs Lara and Jonas romp nearby.
I think that costs too much money. And it's impossible to do because it's not even possible to know the DNA of each person. So how can you collect the DNA of each dog? So it's impossible.
Kurt Porstendorfer, a zoologist, walks his German Shepherd Cindy nearby. He says his dog registration fee of about $50 a year should cover city cleanup costs. If the dog tax were a little bit cheaper, then every normal person would clean up their dog's droppings, he says. Anyway, pressure won't work. It has to be a rational solution. But others seem to think the idea is okay. Gary Francis came from Britain to study at Vienna University.
Yes, of course. Why not? Modern technology, but it seems like a good idea to me. It would make such a difference, you know, instead of having to look down at the floor all the time, even on the streets, not just necessarily the parks, on the streets as well. It's nasty.
Right now, Vienna is in the middle of an information campaign, trying to get dog owners to pick up their pets' poop. Teams of city workers wander the parks, handing out cards that say thank you to people who do clean up after their dogs, and cards that say stop to those who don't. And 2 years ago, Vienna solved the problem of horses used to cart tourists around in carriages, dirtying the streets. Each horse is now required to wear a sort of a chute that catches the poop and that carriage drivers later empty. It's worked very well, but nobody's talking about attaching those to dogs. Emily Harris, NPR News.